you think of it in this syrup bottle?
Thinking of sugar maple or hard maple?
It is. But you call it sugar maple, or has white bark on it.
Uh-huh.
And make sugar out of it, syrup.
Okay, and if you had a lot of these sugar maples growing all together, you'd call it what?
A patch.
Okay, a patch? You didn't?
A patch of maples, what do you mean? Kind of like a cane patch.
Uh-huh. You didn't, remember I asked you about patch and lot and words like that? Can you, is a patch? Patch is small now, right?
That's right, patch is small.
Bigger than a garden?
Patch is some similar to a garden. If you don't have a larger quantity, it would be a half an acre or acre or whatever it would be. Kind of like cotton, if you just don't plant a patch would be about an acre or acre and a half. If you just grow that, well, you just have, you might say, a field of cotton.
Okay. Now this is a tree that, it's a large shade tree, and, it has white bark, white scaly bark, and it has long white limbs.
You're sycamore wood.
Okay. And this is a tree with very bright leaves, and around in the fall they turn bright red.
Be a sweet gum.
What's the describe that tree?
A sweet gum has large leaves, kind of a three-cornered leaf.
Uh-huh.
And then the fall of the year, the leaves gets red. Before they shed the green through the season, but in the late in the fall, the leaves get red.
Uh-huh. What about the sumac or shumac?
Shumacs. Shumacs have green leaves on them, and they have the, on the top of it, it grows a big, I don't know what you would call it, a flower, or anyway, it'd have seeds all over it, and they'd be plum red, that's red. Some of them grow like that big around a shoemake bush.
Call it bush?
Well, they don't make a very large tree.
Uh-huh.
Some, I've seen some grow probably that large, and maybe about high as a loaf up there, but they don't make no big trees like that, not the shoemake. They're always called shoemake bushes.
Okay, this is, all right, what type tree did George Washington chop down?
He chopped down a cherry tree.
Okay,